News from Bermondsey by Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. He's been incredibly brave. Sister praises man who pelted terrorists with bottles and pint glasses, but says he now wants to step out of the limelight. The brave Bermondsey boy, who alerted dozens of people to run and hide from the rampaging terrorists, has been told by his doctor to stay at home, the man's sister has said. Construction worker Gerald Vowles was highlighted as a local hero amidst the chaos on Saturday night after he told a reporter he pelted the terrorists with bottles and pint glasses. He also witnessed a woman being stabbed multiple times and coppers shoot the three knife-wielding terrorists dead. On Monday, the 47-year-old of Woolsey Street also recounted his terrifying experience on TV. Now his sister, Shelley Vowles, has told the news that Gerald is avoiding talking about his ordeal after his doctor advised him to try and move forward, which he can't do whilst the world's media has been hounding him for his story. He's having flashbacks. The more interviews he keeps doing, the more it's not going to help, Shelley said. The BBC have been hounding him, hanging about outside his house. Another reporter jumped out from around the corner at a shop near his house, and a Sun reporter stopped him at the Tesco in Jamaica Road. It's been bloody ridiculous. Gerard is staying at home and waiting for the limelight to go. But Gerard and his siblings have also received messages on Facebook from people who he helped on the night, who later recognised him on the TV. Shelley said, two ladies have said thank you because they had not heard Gerard screaming. They would only have been seconds to run away from their hotel. They could have died. And then they saw him on the news. They realised Gerard helped save their lives. One of the women had a six-month-old daughter. They arrived back in Birmingham the next day. Another eyewitness who Gerard's family saw interviewed on the news told journalists he recognised Gerard as a man barricading people inside a restaurant and throwing a table at the terrorists. Gerard, who grew up in Waterloo and used to DJ in Borough High Street bar Belushi's, also helped direct police arriving at the scene towards the terrorists, and was there to witness armed officers shoot the three attackers dead. But Shelley said they are still waiting to hear what's happened to the woman whom Gerard witnessed being stabbed. We don't know if she's alive, Shelley said. It's taking them so long to release the names of the victims. For the first 24 hours, we didn't really realise exactly what he'd been a part of. He's been incredibly brave.